Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The center fielder, Chris Singleton. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting fourth. The DH, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jeff Leifer. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Aaron Rowand. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Johnson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Royce Clayton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sean Lowe. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Juan Gonzalez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting seventh. The DH, Will Cordero. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Russell Branyan. Batting ninth. The catcher, Einar Diaz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Burba. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Durham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Durham reaches second base with a double. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Durham moves to third. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lee strikes out. There goes Singleton. The throw from Diaz to Vizquel, and Singleton is out. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ordonez takes first base on ball four. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There goes Ordonez. The throw from Diaz and he is safe. Ordonez steals second. Durham scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Konerko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vizquel strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Clayton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Leifer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Leifer strikes out. One out. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rowand strikes out. Two outs. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Juan Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Rowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thome strikes out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cordova is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Clayton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Durham is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Singleton bunts towards first. Tomy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Singleton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordero hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Branyan strikes out. Two outs. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Diaz is hit by the pitch. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Lee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ordonez hits a pop-up towards first. Tomy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 0-for-1 in the game. Konerko hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lofton. Konerko reaches second base with a double. Jeff Leifer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Leifer is 0-for-1 in the game. Leifer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel is called out on strikes. One out. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Clayton fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Jim Tomy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tomy is 0-for-1 in the game. Tomy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowand is 0-for-1 in the game. Rowand hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Rowand reaches second base with a double. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson bunts towards first. Tomy fields the ball and throws to Berba covering. Safe. Rowand moves to third. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Clayton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clayton hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rowan tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Durham hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Singleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Singleton strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee is hit by the pitch. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ordonez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee moves to third. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Konerko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Branyan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cordero is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordero hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russell Branyan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Branyan is 0-for-1 in the game. Branyan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rowand. Branyan reaches second base with a double. There goes Cordero trying to get to home. Rowand throws the ball into Durham, who relays the ball to Johnson, who tags Cordero, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Inar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Diaz is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Diaz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Diaz reaches second base with a double. Branyan scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is 0-for-2 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Diaz trying to get to home. Lee throws the ball into Johnson, who tags Diaz, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Leifer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leifer is 0-for-2 in the game. Leifer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rowand is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rowand strikes out. Two outs. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alomar strikes out. Two outs. Juan Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Royce Clayton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Clayton is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Clayton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Clayton reaches second base with a double. David Risk now pitching. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Durham is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Branyan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Singleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops it up and throws to first, with Risk covering, for the out. Clayton moves to third. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Tomy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tomy is 0-for-2 in the game. Tomy strikes out. 1 out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0-for-2 in the game. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field. Rowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cordero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cordero hits a fly ball into right field. Rowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ordonez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Konerko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Konerko strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Leifer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Leifer is 0-for-3 in the game. Leifer strikes out. 2 outs. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rowand is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rowand hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Risk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Graffanino now playing third base. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Branyan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Branyan hits a fly ball into right field. Rowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Diaz hits a line drive towards short. Clayton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rowand. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Keith Folk now pitching. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Vizquel hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ricardo Rincon now pitching. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Tommy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clayton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Clayton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Branyan fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Durham is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alomar bunts towards second. Durham picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Durham. Alomar moves to second. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Durham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tomey is 0-for-3 in the game. Tomey strikes out. 2 outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0-for-3 in the game. Cordova strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.